Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Does anybody know if BBC Worldwide actually airs the shipping forecast with the wonderful call out to the Northern Seas, Finisterre and Foxbury and whatnot? I couldn't tell you, but happy solstice, happy Father's Day, and happy Midsummer's Eve to everyone. Radio Free GAC starts now.
In 15 years, the high school college students who are experimenting with LSD will be running many of our institutions and guiding public policy. Remember, the college students who are using LSD and marijuana today do not comprise a criminal class. They are not drug addicts seeking to escape. They're your best educated, your most creative, and your most courageous young people. And like it or not, they're going to build you a new civilization.
Bring back all those colors to my dreams. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar man, sugar man, sugar man. Sugar man, won't you hurry? cause I'm tired of these scenes. For the blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely dusty road.
From 1970, that is Sixto Rodriguez with Sugar Man, which you can find off of his album called Cold Fact, which was lost for a while there, although he developed a great sort of outsider reputation. But it was re-released a year or two ago, and another one of his albums was re-released, his 1971 album. And of all things, if you were at Zulu Records about an hour and a half ago, you actually would have met the man in advance of a show tonight. He'll be playing at Richards on Richards along with Pink Mountaintop. So that is Sixto Rodriguez. And yes, the album from 1971 that was recently reissued was Coming Through Reality. So you're listening to Radio Free Yak, home to your cinematic sounds and other atmospheric works here on UBC's Lush, at least so we like to believe, station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web everywhere else at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be your host here until 9 o'clock Pacific. You can call me here at the station at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. I first heard that song on the 2002 compilation, Come Get It, I Got It. And we actually heard one of the weird little freaky tracks at the beginning there. And that was The Free Association with Effectin. And that was all compiled by David Holmes, who will actually be our tonight's soul feature. We're going to feature basically, he's done actually a lot of soundtrack work, but we're going to only focus on his work for the 1998 Soderbergh film Out of Sight. And then we're going to work at his pieces from the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 series that's come out in the past few years. He was, or still is, he was born in 69 as a Northern Irish DJ, and he first made his first song in 1992 called De Niro, along with Ashley Beadle, and he made a series of club hits there out of Belfast in Northern Ireland, and at the time there was the Troubles that we all know about, but he managed to make a successful club night at the art college called Sugar Sweet, and it developed enough profile in the UK that the duo Orbital wrote a song called Belfast, based after a couple of sets that they had played there. So David Holmes has been recording for quite a while. As I said, in 92, he came out with De Niro, and his first album came out in 1995 called This Film's Crap, Let's Slash the Seats, which gave a pretty view of his soundtrack interest, and eventually Hollywood did come calling. He did record a couple songs for some of the earlier films. Actually, in Pi, he recorded something called No Man's Land, and then he did some incidental work in the early 90s with Andy Chames as well, too. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from his regular albums, and what we'll do right now is we'll listen to his New York-based one. When he was 17 in the mid-90s, he went to New York City armed with a dat and a couple of like dictaphones as well, too. And he started recording some sampling, just walking around the streets there, talking with some of the folks there. So that all got compiled into an album from 96 called Let's Get Killed. So from that album, here is My Mate Paul. his most recent album, last year's The Holy Pictures. There's David Holmes there with Story of the Ink. And the entire album of The Holy Pictures was based on his family past. His mother had died at 1996 when he was still a teenager as he was sort of traveling around. So this was sort of a harkening back to his music that he listened to back then, sort of like My Bloody Valentine, you know, the shoegaze scene, along with a bit of a krautrock influence there, which we'll sort of hear eventually once we get into some of the later Oceans movie series there. And before that, we heard My Mate Paul from Let's Get Killed. You're listening to Radio Free Gak. Here's a quick little PSA.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
David Holmes' work on Let's Get Killed brought him to the attention of Danny DeVito, everybody's favorite twin. And what he was doing at the time was a lot of production work, since at that point he is acting. He had It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia hasn't started up, and he had all those series of terrible comedies that came out in the 80s. But his work as a producer he scoped out David Holmes based on the Let's Get Killed album, since David Holmes did sequence it as a soundtrack of sorts, with a lot of textured dialogue over his beats and other music there. And he intentionally sort of set up Let's Get Killed to be a soundtrack, since he actually included a version of the James Bond theme by Monty Norman. And he also said Serge Gainsbourg as well, too. Now, one thing as tied to his Irish roots, or actually his Northern Irish roots, is that one of the first movie soundtracks that he came across that inspired him was In the Name of the Father, the Jim Sheridan film about the Irish terrorists that were wrongly accused and that were imprisoned for about 15 years or so. It starred Daniel Day-Lewis and Pete Postlethwaite. And based on the inspiration of that, he sort of started developing a more cinematic sound. So when DeVito found him and asked him to help score this next film, his profile shot up immensely. So, from the 1998 film, Out of Sight, we're going to hear a couple cuts from here, starting off with the tub scene.
Thank you. tough stuff.
Yeah, bet you do.
You like to get out and tussle a little bit? Like me and Tuffy before she got run over. We used to get down on the floor and tussle all the time. I say to her, you a good bitch, Tuffy.
So what's up, man? Why y'all in Detroit anyway up here in the cold?
Well, Glenn didn't tell you?
Glenn, what?
I thought you guys were busted.
Why is that? Because you left us standing on the side of the road?
Whoops.
Look, Snoop, I know what Glenn promised you or what you think you're going to get out of this. Here's the deal. Buddy and I, we're going to take half anything we get off of Ripley. Anything else, you guys are allowed to cut up any way you want.
Oh. Well, why don't we talk about this outside, man?
Nice in here. It's warm.
Warm? Shoot, it's like 90 degrees in here, man. Sometimes it's 100 up in this mug. That's the way Emmanuel liked to keep it. Keep his fighters mean and lean, you know, like Tommy Hearns. Ain't that right, Kenny? I got someplace to be anyway, so tell you what, why don't you come by the fights Friday night? We'll sit down, chop it up, you know, look it over. Stay there.
See you then.
Soundtrack 2, Out of Sight, we heard first the tub scene, then a little bit of dialogue there from Don Cheadle and George Clooney with the Drive to Ripley's, and then we closed off there with one of my favorite little songs there, the trunk scene, which features a siren, which violates one of my best friend's mixtape laws in that no song in the car should ever have a siren. So those are all by David Holmes. And you can find out in the 1998 soundtrack to Out of Sight. And the film was directed by Steven Soderbergh and starred George Clooney, which basically will set us up for the rest of the show. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
It's a bat. It's a float plane. No, it's the Evaporators.
Soaring in and bringing supplies on June 23rd,
the Evaporators launch their new 7-inch A Wild Pair. Andrew WK joins them at Neptune Records for a live performance from 4 to 6 p.m.
And if that's not enough, head over to the Biltmore at 8 for an encore performance with the Vicious Cycles.
It'll make you want to fly.
originally recorded for his Let's Get Killed album. There's David Holmes there with Gritty Shaker, which features predominantly in the first of our Ocean's 11 theme, or Ocean's trilogy here, which is the Ocean's 11 remake from 2001. The original being a heist film that starred the Rat Pack there, Sinatra, Dino, Sammy Davis Jr., all those kids. And for some reason, Soderbergh sort of shook off his, I would say, maybe indie film career and came up with this glittering, glitzy Hollywood throwback piece with George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Bernie Mac, Elliot Gould, and a cast of thousands, introducing, jokingly, Julia Roberts to the crowd. And, yeah, based on the success that they had with Out of Sight, Soderbergh and Clooney requested that David Holmes chip in with a soundtrack for this. And in this work for the soundtrack, he actually often exchanged CDs of music with Soderbergh. Soderbergh came up with a couple suggestions of things like Percy and the Debussy track that highlights the end with the fountains. But one of the big finds that Holmes found for the soundtrack was a really obscure Elvis Presley track, which was A Little Less Conversation, which was remixed much to Holmes' chagrin and released as sort of like a big beat single in 2001 there. But what we'll do is we'll listen to a few cuts from his soundtrack to Out of Sight. They basically were aiming for a bit of a funky vibe that you got from Out of Sight, but they decided to sort of update it a little bit, with a little bit more electronic hooks there. So what we'll hear is the first cue before cutting into a couple more. So this is Booby Trapping. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver.
I was told to contact you within 24 hours. No, sir, I've been getting in trouble. No, sir, I've been drinking. No, sir, I wouldn't even think about leaving the state.
65-pound Chinese man with $160 million behind this door.
Let's get him out.
We'll be right back.
originally off his 2000 album, Bow Down to the Exit Sign. We just heard 69 Police, which also featured in the end credits to Ocean 11. So we started that set off with Booby Trapping, and that sort of whoosh wondrous number there was called Tess. And then before 69 Police, we heard the $160 million Chinese Man, all from David Holmes' soundtrack to Ocean 11. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here. Stick around for Ocean's 12 and then Ocean's 13.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. The move to Europe for Ocean's 12 with even a wilder kind of plot allowed David Holmes to dig into more of the European soundtrack lore. So included some Italian soundtrack drops and then some French library music as well. But what he did for his music as well, just to mix things up, the change of scenery, he actually delved into a bit more of a sort of that Italian-French influence there, since there's a bit of Morricone and some other things like Piero Umberti. So what we'll do is we'll start listening to a few more cues from here, so you'll pick up definitely more of a European jazzy type vibe here. So from the soundtrack to 2004's Ocean 12, here is, well, we ended up with $160 million Chinese Man. This song is called $165 million plus interest, and then we'll segue into the roundup, and then what are we stealing?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
background here, we hear 7:29:04, the day of, best known, I guess, as July 29, 2004. And then before that, we heard the slinky Léonard de Nuit, the theme for the French criminal that appears there. And then there was Stealing the Stock before, and then we started off with 165 million plus interest. The Roundup, and What Are We Stealing? They're all from David Holmes' very European jazz-styled soundtrack to the 2004 film Ocean's 12. So stick around, we have Ocean's 13 left to tackle.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
School Sesame Street ending their chimes. But that, in fact, was David Holmes yet again with Not Their Fight, which is one of his tracks of the last soundtrack that we'll look at here from his Ocean's trilogy, which of course is Ocean's 13, which came out in 2007. Julia Roberts and Catherine Zeta-Jones stayed at home, and Al Pacino and Ellen Burstyn hopped on board as the new baddies. So upon the return to Vegas for this, the apparently the last part of the trilogy here, there will not be an Ocean's 14 since a few of the actors actually have passed away. Soderbergh hooked up with David Holmes again, and they sort of went 70s style with the music for it, since they couldn't really repeat all the themes. So the important thing is it was always growth, despite the fact that the story behind Ocean's 13 is both completely ridiculous but hilarious to heck. So what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a few. The cues here are a little shorter, so as everything hops around, don't worry about that at all. So what we'll do is we'll listen to the oddly appropriately named 11, 12, 13.
Started that set off with 11, 12, 13. Then we heard Trapdoor Man, The Nose, Fender Rhodes. In the background here, we hear Snake Eyes. And they're all from David Holmes' soundtrack to the 2000 film Ocean's 13. The last one, so it said. The other soundtracks that he's worked on as well, too, getting back from 1998, is Resurrection Man. Before Ocean's 11 came out, he worked also on Buffalo Soldiers, which was, like, held back for a few years. He did the Analyze This sequel, Analyze That. He did Michael Winterbottom's soundtrack called Code 46. His soundtrack, you know, not everything's always peachy with Soderbergh, so his soundtrack to Soderbergh's film The Good German in 2006 was actually rejected and was replaced by Thomas Newman, but two recent films that he worked on is the latest Soderbergh experiment, which is The Girlfriend Experience, and then there's the Northern Ireland piece called Hunger, which I definitely want to check out. So that's about it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up shortly is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He's a special guest since it is the Coastal Jazz Festival coming up in a few short days. And then next week, since Canada Day is up around the corner and I'm desperately short of CanCon for the month of June, it's going to be all CanCon mostly, or at least CanCon inspired, and it's going to be devoted to the province of Manitoba, including a little spotlight on Guy Madden here. So, if you missed any of this week's Radio Free Gak, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, look at the schedule there, CITR.ca, plug it in iTunes, and you will be set. So, since we started off everything with the Free Association, which is David Holmes' sort of funk-inspired live band, we'll listen to another cut from Come Get It, I Got It. So this will be the Free Association with Sounds Phony. So enjoy yourselves. Hopefully the weather story keeps a summer vibe here, and we'll catch you later.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up. The time is 9 p.m.